Okay, we're starting on page 258 from Simon Shin Tesh Zayin Seif Yud Beis. Page 258, Simon Shin Tesh Zayin Seif Yud Beis. We are going to do about half a sif today. It's a 2-day sif. Not long, but it's 2 days. Okay, it says the Shulchan Aruch, the last line of 258. Chaya va'oif shibu shusay. If a person's got a animal, wild animal, or a bird that's in his possession, muta l'sadam, you're allowed to trap them. Vahu, on to basic flower, Vahu, Shulay Yimoidu, that if they have not, that's in a case where they have not rebelled, they have not, they're tamed, they're trained, but that's when you're allowed to trap them. Avilim Heim Modim, also, but if they are rebelling, then you're not allowed to tough some, Afilu Bacharsi, even in a courtyard. Im Achotza Godol, Shim Loi, Godlu, Ben Bene Odom, Hayasichim Mutsuda. That is, we're referring to a large courtyard that if they did not grow up amongst people, domesticated, they would need to be trapped. Okay, let's pause a bit. We'll do a bit of Ramah and then we'll stop. Okay, V'yeshayimim, the Asura Tzud Chayavah Oish Shivoshu. So some say one's not allowed to trap, again, a wild animal or a bird that's in his possession. On to page 260, V'im Tzadam Patan, if he did, it will be an Issa Durabonon. Again, the first opinion was that it's mutter. The second opinion is it's an issur d'rabbanan. That's what we've seen so far in that aspect. Okay, back to page 158. Mishnah Berurah at the bottom, sifkot and base. Chaya va'oif shibu shusay. Again, this undomesticated animal and bird in his possession. Koilul kol minei bali chayim shiogilam b'veisoy v'nasu b'nei talbus. That includes any other animal that you've tamed, and it's become b'nei talbus, which means like a tamed, what's the word, any other words? Animal. Domesticated animal. Nun gimel, muta, you're allowed to trap them. Hainu, afilu, b'chutz, that's even outdoors. V'atam, ken jehen b'nei talbus, b'huglu, b'vai, since they have already been trained now, they're used to being in the house, they are therefore going to come home at night in the evening, and therefore it's easy to grab them. You don't really need to do an act of trapping, because anyway, that's where they view their home. And therefore, even if they leave the house, they're considered to be trapped already, and there's no issur seder to trap them. So again, according to the first opinion, it's mutter. You can trap them, but you can't actually pick them up and carry them by hand. Even your pet animals, your trained animals, domesticated animals, you're not allowed to pick up and carry, because all animals, creatures, etc. are muksa. What can you do to therefore trap them? If you're allowed to trap them, you're not allowed to carry them, so what can you do? You just chase them until you get them into a narrow spot, and then you kind of lock them into that area. Okay, moving on to page Kuf Lamed. So he said that if they are rebelling, though, you're not allowed to grab them, even in a chotzer. And we said, even if it's a large chotzer, that they would, if they wouldn't be trained in any trapping, you would not allow to be grab them there. Again, nunhei godol aval im achotze cotton. But if it's a small yard, the belav hachi ein sichem lahem mitzudah, where it's so small that you wouldn't even need a trap to try and get them. Afilu issur rabbanon leka, they would not even issur rabbanon to trap them, because there's nothing really to be done. Nun, again, it's dafka talking about a domesticated animal.
I'm getting it, because if it was the cuts are small.
So anyway, it's not really free at this point, because it's a small area. It doesn't take much to grab it now, and therefore you're allowed to grab it.
Well,
it's only considered untrapped if it's in a large area. If it's in a small area, then anyway, it's not really trapped. It's not really free. If it's not free, there's no trapping needed. And since it's domesticated, therefore it's even less of an issue. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a small hut here, which is closed, obviously.
If it's a small hut, so it's already closed, then to grab them from that small hut, so you're not doing anything. You haven't done this, because it's already considered trapped in that small hut. Nunvav, she'im. So he said, if it's a large hut, so that if it didn't grow up amongst people, you'd have to actually go and trap it, then you're not allowed to trap them. She'im, right? Ha'inu she'achshav v'nizgadlu ben anoshim ein sichim lehem b'tzuda. But now, in this case, you don't need a trap because anyway, grew up amongst people, they're used to people. Ki avoyo ma'atzmal le'beisam be'erev, because they come home by themselves anyway. And we come up on kenshin ma'odu, but in the case that we've got a kind of like mixed feelings for this animal, or this animal's got mixed feelings because it grew up amongst people. On the other hand, it's in a bit of a rebellious mood. So what's the din over here? Since it's rebelling, since it's a large chotza and it's not easy to grab them now, then although it's not really considered trapping because it's domesticated, but it looks like you're trapping, it would be an issur d'rabbanan to do so. So a rebellious domesticated animal in a large chotza would be an issur d'rabbanan to trap, and a small chotza would be mutter. That's according to this first opinion. Sifkon and Zayin. This is on to the Ramah now. The Ramah said it's some say it's also to trap a domesticated animal, and if you did, it would be an issur d'rabbanan. Again, unlike the first opinion that was Mekel. The first opinion said if it's not rebelling, it's just a regular domesticated animal, there's no issur to trap it at all. Whereas the Ramah is bringing a second opinion, which is no, there's an issur d'rabbanan to even trap a domesticated animal. The Asa Hainu Kushe Machutz, that's when in a situation where they're actually outdoors. If they're outdoors and you trap them, there's an issur d'rabbanan. A bifnim, a bais gadol, sheish by sheir tzedo, or a large room or large house where there is an act of trapping needed. It's big enough that it would need an act of trapping. Tainu chole yochel asig b'shchei achas, meaning to say you can't grab it in one chase. Then there'll be an issue to trap it. There can always simon. Reish simon. Upaska achoinim kayesh. Even though it's indoors, it's a large area, right? But upaska achoinim kayesh oimim hazeh. However, so despite the shulchan aruch being more mekel, the achoinim paskin like the Ramah that even a domesticated animal, which is not rebelling, there'll be an issur d'rabbanan to trap it if it needs an act of trapping. What happens if your chickens went out? And the owner is afraid that they shouldn't be, that he doesn't want them to be stolen. After asla tafsam bats, maybe even though you can't actually grab them with your hands, that would be a muksa problem anyway. If the small children are grabbing them, you don't need to stop them. Gam the mutter loimel. Grabbing the chickens that are out. You don't need to stop them, either you can't do it yourself. Gam the mutter loimel in Yehudi Yetzidai Sam, the Harish Shustashus, and also you could even tell a goy to trap them because they're double drabonon in this case, and you're trying to save your hefsed of the chickens. Kane Kosa Vachai Adam. So, right, Vachai Adam, what's the double job on of it? Because trapping a domesticated bird is a job on, and having a goy do it is a job on, so it's a double job on, in a case of to avoid financial loss. So, right, Vachai Adam. Because of Oid, he also writes, Demutala Moid Bifneha Oishul Yivrach, Kadesh Mele Yachsel Abai. It's also allowed to block the bird that it shouldn't run away, so it's going to end up going back into the house. Gam Havi Amagalavam Hashem Aguda. The Amagalavam brings from the Rishon the Aguda. The Mutter Lidchois Ha'oif Ma'achov Yekanas Lebayit. You're allowed to shove the bird from behind to get it into the house. We had this already in Shin Ches. In a case where it's a large room or a large house where you wouldn't be able to grab it from there in one chase. So the Ein Kan say the Gemur. If you get it from outdoors, from the chotzer, or from the outdoors into a room where it still needs an act of trapping, then the first thing you did was nothing. Like you didn't, again, usually you might do an issur d'rabbanan. In this particular case, since it's a domesticated bird, and you're getting into a large area, and it will still need an act of trapping, so your initial act of getting into that house wasn't a malacha. V'chai Adam Kosov, the imdal koshel oisei ha'oish she'ein nishmat min hayad, if the way of that particular bird is it does not try to avoid and get out of your hands, it doesn't try to slip away from you. Like the case of certain birds, certain whatever, chickens or something, where as soon as it will sit down immediately when you want to grab it, it won't start running away. Depends on the nature of the bird. So the type of bird that wouldn't run away. If it's domesticated, then there's no issue at all to trap it. Again, this whole sift has been about domesticated animals. Don't extrapolate it to non-domesticated animals, like stomach animal in the streets. You can't grab or get into a large area, can't do any of that. But over here, since this bird is actually domesticated, then the worst it could be is a drabonon. And since it's anyway not running away from you, then it's not even this a drabonon. And therefore it's mutter to push it into or you know, or chase it into a small room or into its coop, whatever, and you can be makel to do that, because again, the worst would be Nisa Drabanan. And anyway, this particular chicken is not even a Nisa Drabanan to grab it now, because it's not escaping from you. It's completely trained and calm. So there's nothing you really, there's no, it's involved, so therefore you can actually do a full act of trapping and get it into a small area. So then the Ramah said, it's asa to trap. According to this opinion, the more machmir opinion, the Ramah brought compared to the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to trap even a domesticated animal at all. But based on this, you should be careful on Shabbos not to direct and get the birds in from a large, from like a house, which is a larger area, into a small like chicken coop or something. You've narrowed it down from being in a large area where it can move around and get away into a small area which it cannot. You can't do that on Shabbos. Shisham ha-mokim, tsar, or mikrit, say the Gemara, because that you're getting into a narrow area, that's called a real act of trapping. If the reason you're trying to get it into this small area is because you don't want to damage anything in the house, you're not doing it because you want it, you just want to get it away from the house. You could be lenient in that case. I'm be'alocha, again, because the whole issa is drabonon, the whole issa is drabonon because it's already domesticated, and you're only doing it to stop it damaging, then there could be a reason to be mekel. Look in the be'alocha if you have that shaila. But if you're talking about new birds, new poultry that are not used to being in the home, they're not trained, they're not tamed, they're not domesticated, whatever the case is, an act of trapping is definitely an issa. You don't have the whole heter of being domesticated. Even if they just of their own volition went into this area, this small area, you're not allowed to close the door to block them in, because that's considered to be an act of trapping. So on to page 260, tomorrow we'll start the Ramah Aval Parah Vesus and start to talk about cows and horses. That's